This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, don't get the cake out quite yet, but we're getting close. The anniversary of the Roseburg Public Library is tomorrow. Library Director Chris Wiley coming in, and I can see, even from our building, looking across the street, that you're getting ready for a big party tomorrow.
Yeah, we sure are. We're going to celebrate from 10 to 12 tomorrow. During the entire time, there will be crafts for kids. Just six different stations that people can come and go. At 10:30, we're going to have local officials saying a few words. Our Library Commission Chair and City Council President Andrea Zielinski, City Manager Nikki Messenger, and Douglas ESD Superintendent Annalisa Nicholson. And then we're going to cap it off with Bob Welch, a longtime Register Guard columnist. He's going to talk about his new book, Seven Summers and a Few Bummers, about walking the Pacific Crest Trail.
That's amazing to think about doing that. It's much different than walking in town, to do a 2,650-mile trail. That sounds like a big adventure.
It was a fantastic book for just that very reason. It's very challenging opportunity that he took on, and not many of us are going to replicate it, but we can sort of armchair travel with him.
And, of course, he is well-known not only as a writer in the region, but as an author as well, and has been around, been down here for other events as well. I mean, it's a big deal for the 5 years of the library being operated by the city, and you've been here since day one.
Well, not quite, though, Kyle. There was a lot of heavy lifting that was done before I got here. I started in July of 2018, and what I got to do was open the library. I didn't have to worry about the building or all of the behind-the-scenes creating a library commission. And so huge kudos to the folks at the city and in the community who made all of that work. The Douglas ESD was already a partner for the building. All of that was done. So I got to focus on opening the library. It's been an absolute joy. I can't believe you and I have been talking basically for 5.5 years now.
And we only seem to talk about the library.
That's my favorite topic.
And it's clear that you've got a passion for reading and literacy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what we do. I hope what the community sees is that we've created a gathering space for people to not only see and check out and get materials, but to attend programs, whether it's story times for early literacy, or like tomorrow, where we see Bob Welch come and talk about his work. We have computers and reference services and a microfilm reader, all of these things. We have meeting rooms. We have spaces to just rest and read a book. It's a space for everybody to just gather and enjoy this community.
And you got here, you got things rolling, you'd been rolling along for about a year and a half, and then there's this pandemic thing.
Yeah, I guess the brakes got put on pretty quickly, but again, I have to give kudos to my coworkers who said, you know what, we can turn around and we can still offer services in a different way. And that's when we started doing drive-up pickup, which continues to this day. People can drive up. They don't have to come in the library and they can get a physical book. We'll bring it out to you. The pandemic taught us a lot of things, and it shifted our outreach efforts, which we've really taken and run with. It's an important component of our work now. We understand that coming to the library can be a challenge to folks because of the distance, because of all kinds of situations at home. And so we're going out with our van to meet people where they are.
And you've been active in the community and really doing a lot of things with young people as well. Talk about, in terms of the number of folks that have library cards, how that has increased in the last few years.
We're inching towards 6,000 library cards now. We keep a pretty tight rein on that, so folks don't use their card for a couple of years. We do delete it. Can get a new card anytime. That's not a problem. We just want to have a very clean database. And our youth services librarian, Aurora Robb, who's been here 5 years as well, has been just going gangbusters. What we heard from people right at the beginning was that they wanted our focus to be on youth. And so that is what it has been. We've had hundreds of programs, thousands of attendees, and the collection is really in great shape because of Aurora's work with that focus really on the youth.
And the opportunity coming out, coming through, and then after the pandemic to be able to do like you did last night and have things sometimes as virtual presentations.
That's one thing I enjoy because we have a small and dedicated crew and a limited capacity. And going to Zoom has allowed us to be a little more flexible with the work that we do. And we can also get in some different speakers. Rebecca Heisman last night was in Walla Walla. It wasn't going to be possible for us to bring her down here in person, but we could have a really great conversation with her over Zoom and Facebook Live.
Yeah, you know, when you think about that, I mean, Walla Walla is one day each way. Whatever cost factor you have to put into that and expenses and everything, it just doesn't pencil out. But when all she has to do is walk over to her computer, and you're off and running.
And we've been able to take advantage of that a number of times, and that will continue. We love in-person programs, like tomorrow is going to be entirely in person. We hope you come out and celebrate that day with us. But we have, again, the flexibility to bring speakers to the community without actually coming to the community.
Now, tomorrow I see that you have snacks.
Well, you know, we're getting some cookies that have the number 5 on them. That's the plan. We're going to have just some very light refreshments, some coffee and some water. But people can pick up library stickers and notepads and pens. It's just another way to say how much people appreciate their library. They can show those off around town.
And what are the hours of the library on a regular week?
We are open Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 to 6, Thursdays from 10 to 8, Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 2.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Again, the event tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the morning report.